Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei. We are holding on Daf Ayin Tesam base, 3 lines from the bottom of the page at Gufa. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Sponsored anonymously, Lila Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. Sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas for friends, neighbors, and members. Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and for Shleim at Tefek Apparel, Bastavar Rivka. It's also sponsored by the Galernter, Morris, and Sachs families for Refor Shalema for Shira Bas Tavarelea, and also by Matthew Ostreicher for Refor Shalema for his father, Menachem Avram Ben Esther. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding 3 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Tesam Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss. Someone actually asked me at the end of Shir yesterday, well, wait a second, if Rova the Tzibor is allowed to bring Betumah, and we have this big problem of 50-50 when it's, we have this big machlokas of what do you do when it's exactly 50-50, why not just be mitame, one more person, and then you'll tip the scales, and then you'll have Rova the Tzibor, and then everyone will be happy. So the Gemara is going to discuss that exact possibility. That's the first discussion. We're then going to give 3 different cases of different combinations of people who are Tamei Mesim and Tamei Zavim, and discuss how to deal with each circumstance. What if Rova the Tzibor is Tamei, but there's Zavim, and the minority are Tamei Mesim, or the opposite, or you have a third Tahorim, a third Zavim, a third Tamei Mesim. We're going to discuss all those possible permutations. The Mishnah on Beis is going to talk about whether an individual's Karban Pesach could be Kasher B'diyeved if the Karban was Tamei, the owner were Tamei, with a standard Tumah or with a Tumah Satom, a Tumah that was, let's say, unknown to anybody. And then Gemara is going to talk about whether the Karban would even be acceptable if the person did the Zrika after finding out already that the Karban was Tameh or no. Maybe the Karban only is acceptable if he did the Zrika before he realized what the Tumah was. And then at the end of Daf, going into tomorrow's Daf, we're going to talk a little bit about the dispensation called Tumas HaTahom, an unknown Tumah, a Tumah that nobody knew about. Does that only work for Tumah of the owner of the Karban, or even for the Kohen who's doing the Avodah? So where do we have this special Kula called Tumas HaTahom? Is that Dafka in the Bailim, or is that in the Kula that we'll have even when the Kohen who's doing the Avodah is the fellow who is Tameh? So let's begin 3 lines from the end of the page. Ayin Tesan Beis Gufa. Hareisha Yisrael Mechza Tar and Mechza Tamein. So you have 50-50. Half of Klal Yisrael is Tar, half is Tamei. Halalu Asun La'atzman, Halalu Asun La'atzman. So each one takes care of their Karban Pesach on time, but they don't overlap. They have to be careful that the Tamei people should not be Mitamei, the Tar people, so they bring them separately. Hayu Tamein Oud Finala Tar and Afilu Echad. But if there's even one more Tamei person than there are Tar people, Yasu Betuma. Everybody brings the Karban Betuma. Even the Tarim can bring the Karban Betuma. Levi Shein Karban Sibur Chala, because the Karban Sibur that's Ba Betuma is not, we don't divide up the groups. Everyone does it together, so they all bring a Betuma. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar Ben Masya Omer, Eina Yachin Machriya Satsibur Latuma. No, a one person majority is not enough to be Machriya the Tzibur Latuma. Meaning if you just have one more person that's Tamei than Tahar, that's not enough. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Luzboa Chesapesach. So from the word be'echad, the word be'echad is extra, so we dash in the pasuk as if it's saying that lo sucha lizboch es pesach be'echad, that don't shech the karm pesach just on account of an echad, just on account of one person, because that one person can't change the balance of power in terms of what we consider to be rov tameh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu shevet echad tameh ushar kol ha'shvatim tahorim halalu asan la'atzman v'halalu asan la'atzman. That even if just one shevet of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, and all of the other Shvatim are Tahorim, so the Tameim bring their Karban Pesach Betuma on Pesach Rishon, and the other Shvatim bring the Betahara, my Taima, the Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that one Shevet is going to be able to be Ba Betuma? I thought you need Rov of Klal Yisrael in order to bring the Karban Pesach Betuma. So where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that it's single Shevet? Kasavar, Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal. He holds that a single Shevet is also called a Kahal. That is a Machlokas in Mesechas Hori. Sarios. The source for Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says in Masech Sarios, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu in Beit El, when he comes back from the Beis Lavan, Goy ukahal goyim yemi mecha, that you're going to become a goy and a kahal goyim. And the only one that wasn't born yet was Binyamin. Everyone else was already, all the other Shvatim were already born. So you see that a single Shevet is already called a kahal, because Binyamin was referred to as a kahal. The Gemara in Horios quotes another pasuk as well, but that's the where the one Rashi mentions over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei or Sharkal Shvatim Taurin Yasu Betuma, that even if one Shevet is Tamei and all the other Shvatim are Taurim, everyone could bring their Pesach Petumah, even the Shvatim that are Tahorim. That's how powerful a single Shevet is. You don't need Rov of Klal Yisrael. As long as you have one Shevet that's Tameh, everyone could bring the Karban Pesach Petumah. She'in Karban Sibur Chaluk, because we don't have a Karban Sibur that's divided up among people who are bringing Betumah and people who are bringing Betara. So once you have a Kahal that's allowed to be Mevi Betumah, everybody's allowed to be Mevi Betumah. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shevet Echad Ikri Kal, because Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that one Shevet is called the Kahal, Vavlu Palgu Palga, and therefore it's considered like a 50-50, because you have a Tzibur that's Tahar and you have a Tzibur that's Tameh. As long as you have a Shevet that's Tahar, so then you have a Tzibur that's Tahar. As long as you have a Shevet that's Tameh, you have a Tzibur that's Tameh. Even Karmen Tzibur, Chaluk, and you don't divide up a Karmen Tzibur into two different groups. So Avdi Kulu Betumah, so therefore everybody's allowed to bring the Karban Betumah. So that's as far as Cheshbinning, how we consider the majority. But now the Gemara talks about being Misakin, trying to rig it in such a way where you'll make sure that you'll have Ruban Betumah so that everybody can bring the Karm Pesach. Itmar, HaYisrael, Mechtze Tar and Mechtze Tmein. Let's say Klal Yisrael is split exactly down the middle, 50-50. Amar Rav, Metamin Echad, Me'an B'Sheret. So take a Sheret and be Metame, one of them. So therefore, you'll have Rav Yisrael Tmein, and everyone will be able to bring the Karm Pesach Betumah. Now, the guy who's becomes Tame from Tumas Sheret could go to the mikveh and become Tahar by that night, and he could already eat the Karm Pesach. But Rav holds, we're going to see later that you can't shech the Karm Pesach for a guy before he goes to the mikvah. So therefore, he's mitztarif together with the Tamei people. And later on, the Gemara is going to bring that Ula disagrees with Rav. And Ula holds that we are shochet to Pesach for a Tamei Sheretz, and therefore this isn't going to help to be Tamei guy with the Sheretz. But if you hold that you're not shochet to Pesach under normal circumstances for a Tamei Sheretz, when everyone's Tahar, so one guy becomes Tamei with the Sheretz, you can't be shochet to Pesach. So then this does solve our problem. If you have 50-50, be metame a guy with the sheretz, it will tip the balance of Tumah, and now you'll have Rov Tumayin. That's Rav's Shita. V'amai, so says Gemara, why would you do that? Navdu hani luchadayu, v'hani luchadayu. If it's 50-50, let the Tamei people bring Betumah, let the Tara people bring Betara. Why do you have to upset the whole situation? Isn't that Rav's Shita? Rav holds everyone could just do their own thing. The Tamei people will bring theirs Betumah, the Tara people there's Betara when it's 50-50. So answer Gemara, you're right. Amri hachamayaskinon, going to show you Tmein o Tvenal the Torah in Echa. Now the case was, you had more Tamei people than Torah people by one. So the Gemara assumes that when the Tamei people are only in the majority by one, the Tahar who are the Miut are not able to bring the Pesach Rishon Betara, nor can they bring a Petumah. And therefore it's best to be Metame, one extra person, so that the majority will be a two-person majority, and then everybody will be able to bring the Karm Pesach Betumah. If that's the case, where it's a one-person majority, so it's Rov Tamei, so let them all bring a Betumah. Why do you have to be Metame one other person? No, we just learned the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Maaseh that a one-person majority is not good enough. You need more than a one-person majority. Okay, so if you need more than a one-person majority, so if a one-person majority is not enough, so that's like saying that when you have a one-person majority, you have 50-50, that it's exactly the same as if you have 50-50. So then the kasha just comes back. Now, when it's 50-50, let the Tamei people bring Betumah, the Tara people bring Betara, and Shalom Alisol, what do I need to be Metame anybody for? Elahachi Karmen. No, what Rav meant to say is as follows. Ikatana, this is all hypothetical. If you were to find a Tana, the Savala Katana Kama Dom Palgu Palgu Avdi Kulu Betumah, who's going to hold like the Tanakama on Ayin Tesam Beis in the Brisa that says that if it's 50-50, the Tahar people cannot bring the Karm Pesach Betumah, that Halal Liatzman Valal Liatzman, And also, the Savilak Rabbi Yehuda, Damarim Karban Sibur Chaluk, and you were to also find a Tana that agrees that while he agrees on the one hand that they can't all bring Betuma when it's 50-50, but also holds that you can't split a carbon and have half the people bring a Betuma and half the people bring it Betahara. So it turns out that the Tamei people are not able to make a Karban Pesach at all in such a case. So then, if you were to hold that combination of Shitos, so therefore, Mitamen Echad Men B'Sheretz. Therefore, you're going to be Mitamei one of them with the Sheretz in order that Rova the Kal will be Tamei, and therefore they'll all be able to bring the Karban Pesach Bituma once Rova of the Kahal is once you're able to make it, that Rova of the Kahal is Tamei. Now there is a discussion in the Poskim. Rashi writes over here that you can't make the Tamei people the Atzmam, the Torah people the Atzmam. What's the problem with doing that? I mean, it will be the Svara that you can't split the Tzibur and have some people do it Bituma, some people do it Betara, that it's Gnaya Dover, that it's considered to be disrespectful, that these people are being careful not to go anywhere near those people. So we don't want that happening with Klal Yisrael, that the Torah people have to stay away from the Tamei people, that it's Gnai HaDavar. So one of the Achronim, the Aruch Neman, he says that the reason is that it's going to be Mevili De Schok, that if the Tamei people are Roy Lasos Pesach Rishon, they're able to do it together with the Taurim. And it doesn't make sense to divide them if they're good enough to bring the Karm Pesach. So it's a Schok, everyone's going to make a mockery of it. What, they're good enough to bring Karm Pesach, they're just not good enough to hang out with their friends. So why would that be okay? So that's a Gnai HaDavar. He says, you have a similar idea in Rashi Maseches Chagiga, that someone who's Neman al HaKodesh is Neman about Truma as well, and since it's a Gnai L'Mizbeach, the Truma that's connected to it should be B'cheskes Tuma, and the Kodesh is going to be Hukrav on the Mizbeach, so that would be Nirek Schok, and that's why the Schok would be a Gnai L'Mizbeach. So that's why we say that if he's Neman al Kodesh, by definition he has to be Neman al Truma as well. The Aruch Neman says that based on that we can explain a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha talks about if you have a balabais and an oreach that are having a meal together, the halacha is that if you have pas nikiya and pas kiber, you have coarse bread and high quality bread, you're mevarich al nikiya, you make the bracha on the higher quality bread. If you have pas nikiya shall palter and pas kiber shall Yisrael, so pas palter is a kula that we allow you to buy bread from a non-Jewish baker, even though pas akum is aser. But let's say the higher quality bread is pas palter, the lower quality bread is regular pas Yisrael, and you're generally careful about pas nachri, so you should remove the pas naki shal nachri from the table until after birchas hamotzi. And if the balabais is careful from pas nachri and the oreach is not careful, and there are two kikaros, one of them is the higher quality one is shal palter, and the lower quality one is shal Yisrael. Since the mitzvah of betzias hapas is the balabais' job, and he's going to pater everyone else with his bracha, he should take from the higher quality palter bread for the cover of the oreach who's going to be eating from it. And since he's allowed to be botzeah on it, so he's allowed to have the suda with it as well. So the Achron discuss, why is he allowed to have this bread throughout the whole meal if just because he's being botzeah? So the Achron Neman says that you could say the same thing because it's Gnai. What our Gemara says over here, that when you do something that looks like a schok, that's considered a Gnai. So over here also, it's going to look to the guest like a joke, that the balabais is mevari chamotzi on pas palter, and then all of a sudden he stops eating pas palter in the middle of the meal. So that's a stira minayu bay. Which is it? Are you careful about pas palter? You're not careful about pas palter. So that itself, whenever something looks like a contradiction, whenever something looks like it's doesn't line up, that it's a contradiction in the person's own behavior, that's considered a schok. He says that explains another halacha. Magen Avraham writes that a nida is allowed to go to a beis haknesses, like on yom noraim, or if she's marrying off a child, or she's a yoledes, where they would go to the beis haknesses after four shavuos, she's mutaris to daven as well. So he says, because since nashim daitan kala, it would be a schok that she'll go to beis haknesses, but not to be able to daven. I mean, there used to be such a practice that a nida wouldn't be able to daven. But if you're going to say that she's going to go to the beis haknesses and not daven, so that would be ridiculous. Who would go to a beis haknesses and not daven? If you're going to a beis haknesses, you're going to daven. So anything that's going to appear like a schok. So that's why we're going to always be to try to make things appear consistent and not appear to be like a joke. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now, V'ula Amar, Ula says, no. This idea, you're going to be Metame, one of the people? Bad idea. He says, no. Mishal Chanechan Me'an L'Derech Rechoka. The way to solve the problem and to create a majority is send one of the Tar people on L'Derech Rechoka. So they'll be Patev from Pesach, and they're not in the vote. They're not in the Cheshbon of figuring out 50-50 and who's the Rove, because they're B'Derech Rechoka. And then the Rove will be Tame, and then you'll be able to bring the Karban B'Tumah. So says the Gemara, but what was wrong with Rav's idea? V'Yitamenu B'Sheretz. Why not just be Metame the guy B'Sheretz? Why do we have to send him B'Derech Rechoka? Chasav Reshochtin V'Zorkin Al Tame Sheretz. Ula holds that you would do Shechita and Zrika for a Tame Sheretz, because the Tame Sheretz is only Tame for that day. He goes to the Mikvah as Harav Shemesh, and he's going to be Tar. He's allowed to eat the Karban Pesach that night. So we would still do the Shechita and Zrika on a Tame Sheretz. So ask the Gemara, V'Yitamenu B'Meis. So let him become Tame with the Tumas Meis, where he's going to be Tame for 7 days, and he's definitely not going to be right to eat the Karban Pesach. So no, you have to realize that the cost of being Metame and Betumas Meis is not only that he's not going to be that he's now going to be included in the Tame people as far as Karban Pesach is concerned, and that's not such a problem because the whole Tzibur will now bring Betuma, but the Karban Chagiga is not Doche Tuma. So we had three conditions to be able to bring the Karban Chagiga. So the Karban Chagiga, one of them is that it's got to be Betahara. So the Karban Chagiga is not going to be able to be brought Betuma, and that's going to be a problem. So Ashtanami Medchei Atami Pischo. So says Gemara, yeah, but right now what you're doing is you're sending Medaru Chachoka. You're costing him the ability to bring Karban Pesach. You're not solving all the problems. I mean, if you're going to be Metame, one extra guy, so good. Everyone will bring Betuma, and even the guy who were Metame is able to bring Karban Pesach. But if you're sending him a Derech Rechoka, he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So Efshar David B'Sheni. Yeah, but he'll be able to bring Karban Pesach. He'll have Pesach Sheni. So says Gemara, B'Meis Nami, Efshar David B'Shvi, Tavle Shmini Shalau. Even if you're Metame and Betuma's Meis, he'll still be able to bring the Karban Chagiga on Shvi Shal Pesach, because that will be the eighth day from his tumah, because we're being metame him on Erev Pesach. So on the eighth day, he'll be able to become tar in time to be able to bring the Karban Pesach on the seventh day of Pesach. So says Marano, Kasavru Ula Kulu Tashlum and Derisha Ninu. Ula holds that all of the Karbanos Chagiga that we bring throughout the Yomtiv are all the Tashlumin for the first day of Yomtiv. So the Chazib Rishon, Chazib Kulu, someone who's roi to be makriv the Chagiga on the first day of Yomtiv, so then he's Chazib Kulu. He's roi to be makriv throughout all of the other days to make up for that chiyuv. But if he was ineligible, he was a tamei meis on Rishon, then lo chazi l'kulu. Then you can't have a tashlumin for a tefillah or for a karban that you missed because you were ineligible. If you missed it but you were eligible, good. That's the whole point of tashlumin. But if you were ineligible for the karban, then you're not going to have a din of tashlumin. So Amar Rav Nachman zilu ve'irmele l'ula man sayis da'akar sike umashkene v'rohit. Who's going to listen to you that you're being okar the pegs of the tent and you're running off? Meaning, who's going to listen to you to be matriach themselves and go somewhere far away from Yerushalayim? So it's better to do what Rav said, to be metame one of them with the sheretz. I mean, people aren't ripping apart their homes and leaving Yerushalayim and going far away. It's just not an eitzah that anyone's going to be interested in doing, and therefore it's we prefer Rav's eitzah of being metame one of the people with the sheretz rather than Ula's eitzah. So what you have over here is that Ula holds that if you have half of the Tzibur Tameim, half of the Tzibur Tahorim, so the Tameim are not able to bring the Pesach because they're not the robe of the Tzibur, so send one of them far away, and then all of the Tahorim will bring, everyone, even the Tahorim will be able to bring Pesach Rishon, because then the Tameim are going to be the robe. And Rav said, no, you can't do that L'maisa, because no one's going to listen to you. No one's going to go B'Derech Choka. The Mishnah, Masecha Sukkah, tells us that someone who's Baba Derech, and he doesn't have a lulav to take, so when he comes home, he should be yitol al shulchano. So Rashi says that if he forgets and he didn't take lulav before he ate, what does it mean yitol al shulchano? Stop in middle of your meal and take lulav. Meaning a person has a mitzvah to do, he's not allowed to eat before he's mekayim that mitzvah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well, that you're not allowed to eat before netilas lulav. By bedikas chametz, we also have such halach in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to eat dinner before bedikas chametz. By sfiras haomer, the Ramah says, because if the Zman of Sfira came and you did not yet count, so that you're not allowed to eat before Sfira Somer. By Mikra Megillah, you're not allowed to eat, even though it's difficult to fast. You're fasting at Tainus Esther, you're not allowed to eat before Mikra Megillah. So the Hagos of the Nachlas Svi in Yerodea, in Hilchus Mila, he says, Hu Adin, that the Avia Ben, who is also serving of the as the Moel, is not allowed to eat before the Mila, because you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. But if he himself is not the Moel, he was Mechabit someone else as the Moel, so then he's allowed to do whatever he wants. So in the Tshuvas Pitzel HaChachma, he says that which the Moel himself is not allowed to eat is not so clear, because you don't find an Isra Achila before you Mekayim a mitzvah unless it's your mitzvah. The reason Chazal were worried about you eating is that you're going to be Nimshach Achar Achilaso, and you're not going to be able, the Zman is going to pass and you're not going to do the mitzvah. So the guy who's responsible for the mitzvah, he has that iser that he's not allowed to eat. But if you're only doing a peshlichus of somebody else, like you're a moel for somebody else, so even if for whatever reason your meal goes on for a long time, it's not going to be your bitul mitzvah. Someone else will be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Betzal HaChachma, Betzal Stern, gives other reasons to be mechalik, whether it's your mitzvah or it's only a shliach. And one of the reasons he gives is that when the one who's doing the mitzvah is not responsible for the mitzvah, he's only doing a peshlichus, so we have to be choshesh that the achila is going to go on for a while. There's a greater chashash that if we're matriach the shliach not to be able to eat, he's not going to be interested in doing the mitzvah, and people aren't going to be mekabel upon themselves that responsibility. Maliu l'tzarazet. Why do I need to take upon myself this new responsibility of doing a mitzvah where it's going to cost me the ability to eat breakfast? So I'm not going to be interested in taking upon myself that responsibility. Similar, says the Betzal HaChachma, to what you have in our Gemara over here. What, you're going to tell the guy, oh, take one for the team. So you're going to go, but Derek Chachok, you're going to solve all the problems. But if you impose too much on a person, that in order to save, in order to help other people, in order to help Klal Yisrael, he's going to have to undo his tent and leave Yerushalayim and spend Yantif, where he's not interested in spending Yantif, it's not going to work. People aren't going to do it. So you have to have that balance of coming up with an Eitzah, but at the same time, not imposing too much on the other person. That's the connection that Rabbi Tzal Stern makes between our sugya and that din of eating before doing a mitzvah. Okay, so now says the Gemara further. We had said earlier that a person who was tamei that has to bring on Pesach Sheni, that's not only a tamei mace, someone who's a zav, a metzora, is also brings Pesach Sheni because he couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. However, the idea that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, duchuyah b'tzibur, whatever it is, that you bring Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon when the tzibur is tamei, that's only by tumas mace. If the tzibur were zavim, or the tzibur were metzoraim, then you don't bring the Pesach b'tumah. So says Gemara Itmar, hayuruban zavim, let's say the majority of the tzibur were zavin, umiyutan tamei mesim, and the minority of the tzibur were tamei mesim. So Amarav osan tamei mesim, ein osan lo b'rishon v'lo b'sheni. The people who are tamei mesim do not bring on Pesach Rishon because they're not the rov, nor do they bring on Pesach Rishon. Rishon lo avdi dav miyuta, umiyuta lo avdi b'rishon. They can't bring on Pesach Rishon because they're only the minority, and the minority doesn't bring on Pesach. If the minority of the tzibur is tamei mes, they don't bring on Pesach Rishon. B'sheni nami lo avdi, they also can't bring on Pesach Sheni. Because kol heichad avdi tzibur berishon avdi yachid avid yachid b'sheni, when the tzibur brought Pesach Rishon, so then those few individuals who were unable to participate on account of their tuma, they have Pesach Sheni. But kol heichad avdi tzibur berishon avdi yachid b'sheni lo avid yachid b'sheni. But if the tzibur didn't bring Pesach Rishon, so the yachidim cannot bring Pesach Sheni. So since the tzibur didn't bring Pesach Rishon that year, because the tzibur was mostly zavim, so they weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon, so those who were Timei Mesim are not going to be eligible for Pesach Sheni. So Amalu Shmuel, Zilu Amr Leila Abba, so Shmuel heard this and he said, someone better tell Rav, Pasuk says, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael Asah Pesach B'mo Ado. So Maya Vaditle, when it says you have to bring Karban Pesach on the Erev Pesach, so what are you going to do with that Pasuk? Don't you learn from there that when the Tahorim do not do Pesach Rishon, the Timeim do it even though they're the Muat, in order that the Pesach could at least be done B'mo Ado? So says Gemara, Amrilu, Zilu Amrilei. No, Rav said to the Talmidim, go tell Shmuel that Kiavu Kulu Zavin. Wait, according to your Shita, Pesach always has to be brought. What if everyone was a Zav? The entire Klal Yisrael is a Zav. Mayavadle, what are you going to do with that Pasuk? You're going to tell me that Zavim are all of a sudden allowed to bring Karm Pesach? It's not true. A Zav is not allowed to bring Karm Pesach. Elokim de lo efshar, lo efshar. No, sometimes it's not possible. Of course, I also, Rav says, I also want people to be able to bring Pesach on time. It's just not always possible. Sometimes people are tamei and you can't do it. So Chanami, so here also, when Rove of the Tzibur are Zavim and a Miut are Timei Mason, you're out of options. A miut of people are not able, a miut of Timei Mesim are not able to bring on Pesach Rishon, only if Rov is Timei Mesim. So, and the Zavim certainly can't bring, so you're just out of options, there's nothing you could do. So the Gemara says, what about the following case? Itmar, a second permutation. Hayurubah Timei Mesim Mutum Zavim. The majority of the Tzibur is Timei Mesim, and the minority of the Tzibur is Zavim. So Rafuna Amar, ain't Tashlum Pesach Abba Betumah. So Rafuna says, there's no Tashlumin for a Pesach Abba Betumah, meaning the Zavim that did not bring on Pesach Rishon, they became came tar before Pesach Sheni. If the Pesach Rishon was Babatuma, so the Zavim do not have the ability, there's no Tashlumin for in Pesach Sheni. Vad Barav Amar, Yesh Tashlumin Pesach Babatuma, so those who were Zav during Pesach Rishon and became Tahar are able to make Pesach Sheni. They're able to do Pesach Sheni because even though the Karm Pesach was brought Bituma on Pesach Rishon, still those who had the kind of Tuma that it didn't help them because they were Zavim, so they're able to bring on Pesach Sheni. So name of Bakamim. So maybe the machlokas really revolves around the following. The one that says that there's no tashlumin for a pesach that's babatuma holds that tuma is only dechuya, that it's that it's with the krechts that we allow bringing a pesach bituma. So the tame people that were makriv are not considered that they were makriv bitahara. So the zavim cannot bring pesach sheni because the because we only allow a tame person to bring pesach sheni when the tzibur is makrav betara. But if you say tumas duchuya, you can't call that the tzibur is makrav betara, and therefore there's no pesach sheni for the zav. Oman diyamer yesh tashlum le pesach ba betuma, but the shita that holds that you can have tashlumin even though the karn pesach rishon was brought betuma, kasavar tuma hutra betzibur. They say no, pesach rishon wasn't brought betuma. Looks like it was brought betuma, but tuma hutra means it's as if there was no tuma at all. So the timei meis that were makrav on pesach rishon, we view that as if they were all tahor. Because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. Oh, so if the Tzibur is Makrav B'tahara, individuals who were Tameh are able to bring Pesach Sheni. So those Zavim, those individuals who were Zavim, are going to be allowed to bring Pesach Sheni. So Amri says the Gemara, nah, it's not the Machlokas. Lo, D'kuli Alma Tuma D'chuya B'tzibur. For sure, when most of the Tzibur is Tameh Mesim, and they're bringing the Karm Pesach Rishon, that's called bringing it B'tuma. That's Tuma D'chuya B'tzibur. U'bahapligi, the Machlokas about whether the minority of the tzibur who were zavim are eligible to bring Pesach Sheni that year. That machlok is about the following: Mar Savar Tahara Midachia. That when your Pesach is brought b'tzibur b'tahara, the tameim are pushed to Pesach Sheni, but tuma lo midchaya. But if the Pesach was brought b'tuma, then zavim are not able to bring together with the tzibur. Are not able to be nidcha the Pesach Sheni. Umar Savar Afilu Tuminami Midachia. That Ravada holds that even when the Pesach was brought betuma, the Zavim are also pushed to Pesach Sheni. So that's all machlokas. I mean, everyone agrees that it's only tuma duchuya. The question is, what it's duchuy to? What happens to the Zavim when the tuma allowed for that when the tuma duchuya betzibur allowed for the Karban Pesach to be brought perishon? Itmar, a third permutation. So far, we had a case where it's rov tumei mesim miut zavim. Rov zavim miut timei mesim. What if you have three groups of klal Yisrael? Itmar hayu shlishisan zavim, shlishisan tahorin, shlishisan timei mesim. What if klal Yisrael is divided into three even groups? One third are zavim, one third are tahor, and one third are timei mesim. Some Rav Mani Bar Patish osan timei mesim and osan los rishon los hasheni. The timei mesim can't bring pesach rishon, nor can they bring pesach sheni. Why not? Rishon lo avdi. They can't bring pesach rishon. Because there are more tamei people than there are Torah people, so they can't bring on Pesach Rishon because you have to add the Zavim onto the Tahorim people who are not able to be, I'm sorry, when you put the Tahorim and the Zavim together, they're in the same camp in the sense that they're not able to bring the Pesach Betumah. A Zav doesn't bring a Pesach Betumah. The Tahorim are Tahorim, so they're not bringing Pesach Betumah, and therefore Vavale Timei Mesim Miyuta. So from that perspective, on Pesach Rishon, the Timei Mesim are the minority. So since they are the minority, and yes, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Betumah when the Timei Mesim are the majority, but not when they're only one third of Klal Yisrael. Umiyuta Lavdi Rishon, the Miyut cannot bring on Pesach Rishon. Besheni Lavdi. They also, these Tamei people also cannot bring on Pesach Sheni, because since the Zavim are already Torah by then, Nitzrufu Zavim and Timei Mesim, the Lavdi Berishon, so the Havaluhu Ruba, so the Zavim and the Timei Mesim didn't bring on Pesach Rishon, so now you have the majority of people that didn't bring on Pesach Rishon that are now going to be Tahar for Pesach Sheni, but Ruba lo mitchul Pesach Sheni. The rule of Pesach Sheni is that Pesach Sheni is only for a few of the people who missed out, but when you have the majority of Klal Yisrael that missed out, then you don't bring on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, that's like the worst possible situation, where you have one third, one third, one third, where they're not going to be able to bring lo al Pesach Rishon and lo al Pesach Sheni. Not allowed to bring for either one. The Achronim based on this sugya have the following discussion. The Tshuvas Yosef Ometz and Simon Vav, he says that they once had a Leibedik discussion in the Beis Medrash, Chakira as follows. If let's say Mashiach were to come in the days between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, would we be chayiv in Pesach Sheni? Or if Melech HaMashiach were to come samach the Pesach Sheni in a way that we're not able to do Hazah Shlishi Yishvi to be mitar ourselves from Tumas Meis before bringing the Karban Pesach, would we then be allowed to bring Pesach Sheni Betuma, even though the din of Pesach Sheni is that it's only done Betahara? Do you say that since you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon and the only way to bring Pesach Sheni is Betuma, it would be Hukrav even Betuma? So he says, even though these Sfeikos are not really relevant to us, because when they come up, Eliyahu HaNavi will be here, so we'll be able to ask him the Shaila when he comes, but it's Kedai to be able to to at least talk and learning with Eliyahu HaNavi and understand, you know, what his take on the issue is. So he discusses what we have a lot of times in this perek, that a tzibur is not nitcha lePesach Sheni, that they do Pesach Rishon Betuma. So what's the geder of this klal? Is the geder that the tzibur doesn't have to be nitcha lePesach Sheni because they're able to do Pesach Rishon when Rubam Tameim, when the majority are Tamei? But if they didn't do Pesach Rishon, it's not that they're disqualified from Pesach Sheni, it's just that they might as well do Pesach Rishon because they're allowed to do Pesach Rishon. Or maybe no, the klal is that a tzibur cannot do Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni is reserved only for Yechidim. And even if for whatever reason the tzibur was unable to do Pesach Rishon, they're not allowed to do Pesach Sheni. And the chiluk lahalach would be in this case that the tzibur wants to do Pesach Sheni, and not only Yechidim, because Eliyahu HaNavi came in between. So he says that we have a raya, clear raya from our sugya, that the klal that the tzibur doesn't do Pesach Sheni, in when you have one third of the tzibur, those timei mesim, so they're nitcha from doing the Pesach Rishon because they're not, they were only a miut, and nevertheless they're not able to do Pesach Sheni because rov of the tzibur didn't do Pesach Rishon. Rov tzibur is not nitcha to Pesach Sheni. So you see very clearly the fact that rov tzibur doesn't do Pesach Sheni is not because they're supposed to do Pesach Rishon. Even if they couldn't do Pesach Rishon, there is they're mufka from Pesach Sheni. So you suggest that maybe that's the clear raya that the din that a tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Sheni is not just it works out that way because the tzibur does Pesach Rishon. No, they're mufka. Tzibur is mufka from bringing Pesach Sheni. They're not eligible to bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, so new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shnizrik Tamei. Let's say you have a Karban Pesach where you already did the Zrikas Hadam, V'achar Kach Nodushu Tamei. And then afterwards you realize that the Karban is Tamei, that the Dam is Tamei, was Tamei already before the Zrika. So Tzitz Meratza. That's what the Tzitz is there for. The Tzitz, Al Metzach Kohen Gadol, we already had a discussion, even when if it's Old Al Metzach Kohen Meratza, or even when it's not Old Al Metzach Kohen Meratza, wherever it is, it's Meratza for the Karban, and allows it to be all of the Ratzon, and the Bailim is not going to have to do a Pesach Sheni now, because the Pesach Rishon counted. So, The Gemara is going to talk about what if you knew that it was Tameh and then you did the Zrikas Dam anyway. Does Tzitz words for that work for that also? So then the idea of Tzitz Meratzeh is only if the carbon became Tameh. But if you find out that after the Zrika that Nitzma Haguf, that the Bailum became Tameh before the Zrika, Eina Tzitz Meratzeh, then Tzitz is not going to be Meratzeh for that. For the Tumah, the Bailum, the Tzitz is not going to help. Why? Because the Chum say that a Nazir who brings his karbanos when he concludes his nazirus, and someone who zos a pesach had tzitz meratzah al tumas adam, vein had tzitz meratzah al tumas aguf. The tzitz is not going to be meratzah for the bailim being tameh. Meaning nazir and osa pesach are the only two karbanos where there's a problem if the bailim is tameh. Normally it doesn't matter if the bailim is tameh. The kohen is doing it is going to be tar and that's fine. The karban is going to be fine. But by nazir and osa pesach, by nazir it really matters that the bailim is tameh, because if he's tameh meis at the time that they're bringing his karban, he really needs to restart his nazirus. Right, because he became Tamei Meis. The Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei Meis. And also Pesach, because he's chayev to eat from the Pesach, and therefore there's a din in the Torah that he has a din of Pesach Sheni, that if you're a Tamei Meis, you bring Pesach Sheni, you don't bring Pesach Rishon. So the Tzitz is not Meratzah for that. Nitma Tumas Atom, even though the Tzitz is Meratzah for Tumas Aguf, but if a person, even though the Tzitz is not Meratzah for Tumas Aguf, the Tzitz is only Meratzah for the Tum of the carbon, not for the Tum of the Bailim, if let's say the Nazir or the guy bringing the Karm Pesach became Tamei with Tumas Atom, with the Tumas Mace that no one knew about, no one in the whole world knew about it, and then you find out about the Tumah after your carbon has already been shechted, so then there's a special Lachol Moshe Misinai that it's Tzitz Meratzah. So even though the Tzitz is not Meratzah for Tumas Aguf, when it's Tumas Atom, Halachol Moshe Misinai, Tzitz is going to be Meratzah for that, even though the guy is Tamei, even though the Bailim is Tamei. So Taima the Nizrak V'achar Kach Noda. The only reason the tzitz is meratz is because the dam was already nizrak, and then you found out that you were that the carbon is tamei. Avol noda v'achar kach nizrak. This is going back on the first case in the Mishnah where it's the carbon that's tamei. So we said that there's ritzoy tzitz if the dam became tamei or the basar became tamei. So that only works because you only found out about the tumah after the zrika. Avol noda v'achar nizrak. But if you knew about the tumah before the zrika, then no meratz. Then the tzitz is not meratz. Ureminu, but I'll ask you a stira al matz. It's meratz. Al adam, al basar, al chiluf shenitma, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. So l'chor, what do we mean, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid? It means that the dam was nizrak b'mezid. What does it mean, nizrak b'mezid? It means that you knew about the tumah and you were zorik the dam anyway. So don't you see that tzitz is meratzah, even though you knew about the tumah before the zrika? Sam ravina, tum aso, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, hortza, zrikaso b'shogig, no, when it comes to the tumah of the karban, whether you became tamei b'shogeg, whether you became tamei b'mezid, since the dam was already nizrak, the karban is going to the tzitz is going to be meratzah. That's what the Bryce is talking about. But the zrika of the dam will only work if you did the zrika b'shogeg. If you did the zrika itself b'mezid, tzitz is not going to be meratzah. Rav Shila Amar zrikaso b'mezid b'mezid hortza. That no, just the opposite. He says when it comes to the zrika of the dam, whether you knew at the time of the Zrika that the carbon was Tameh, or whether you did not know, the Tzitz is going to be Meratzah. And Tumaso, Bishogi Kortza Bemeza Lo Hortza. But as far as the Tumah of the carbon, if the Tumah happened Bishogi, the Tzitz will be Meratzah. If the Tumah happened Bemeza, the Tzitz will not be Meratzah. I, Elohaduk Tani Ben Bishogi Ben Bemezid, when the Brisa says that the Dam became Tameh, Ben Bishogi Ben Bemezid, so it sounds like it's not only about whether the Zrika was Bishogig Mezid. It sounds like whether the Dam became Tamei Bishogig Mezid. So Hachi Kamar. No, what we mean to say is Nitma Bishogig Zrako Bein Bishogig Bein Mezid Hortza. If it became Tamei Bishogig and then you were Zorik the Dam, so Bein Bishogig Bein Mezid, if you're Zorik the Dam, even if you're Zorik Mezid, it's going to Tzitz is going to be Meratze. V'aduk Tani Dam Shen Nizrak V'achar Kach Noda. Aye, that which it says that the Dam was Nizrak and only afterwards you found out about it. Doesn't that imply time of the Nizrak V'achach Noda, V'no D'vachach Nizrak, that if you knew about the Tumah before the Zrikas Adam, lo, then it's not going to be Meratzah? No, that's a bad diuk to make. Hu Adin Afilu No D'vachach Nizrak. Even if you knew about the Tumah before the Zrika, V'aydik Tari Nizrak V'achach Noda, the reason the Mishnah spoke about a case where you found out about the Tumah after the Zrika is Mishum Tabayilim Misna Seifa, because the Seifa is going to say Nitma Guf Einatzitz Meratzah. Ta'afilu Nizrak V'achach Noda, lo, that in a case where the person becomes Tumah, Tame, even if you didn't know about it at the time of the Zrika, still the tzitz is not going to help you. So to keep it parallel, Katani Reish Anami, Nizrak V'achar Kach Noda. So the Reish also talks about the case of Nizrak V'achar Kach Noda. Nitma Tumas HaTahom. So by Rami Bar Chama, Koyin Amratzim Karmel Seyen, Hutrulo Tumas HaTahom Olo. Does the special Lachal Moshe Misinai, that we don't have, that the tzitz is Maratza and Tumas HaTahom, work for the Kohen becoming Tame also? Mi Amrin and Ki Gemiri Tumas HaTahom Bebailim, Bekoyin Lo Gemiri, O Dilma, Bezivcha Gemiri, Loshem Bekoyin Loshem Bebailim. Is it a din in the Bailim of the Karban, or is it a din in the Karban? So whoever is Tame, whether it be the Bailim or whether it be the Kohen. So Amarava Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya. Titani Rebbe Chia Lo Amru Tumas HaTahom Ella Lemes Bulvat. Tumas HaTahom is only for Tumas Mace. Mace Lemute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? Lav Lemute Tumas HaTahom De Sheretz? Aren't we excluding Tumas HaTahom of a Sheretz? So B'mayaskinan. So what are we talking about exactly? Ename B'bailim. If we're talking about the Bailim or B'man, who are we talking about? The Nazir or the Yosef Pesach? So Ibn Nazir, if it's by a Nazir, Mi Mahani Be V'chiyamas Mesalav Amarachmana. So does it help to, would the Tumas Sheretz even matter for a Nazir? Only Tumas Mace matters for a Nazir to be Soser as Nazirus. Ella Bosa Pesach. So must we be talking about the guy who's bringing Karm Pesach? Well, Hani Chlamandi Amarein Shochtana V'zorkin Altime Sheretz. So now I understand if you're going to assume that that's going to matter for Karm Pesach, that a Tame Sheretz, you can't have Shechita and Zrika. El Mandi Amar Shochtan V'zorkin Altime Sheretz. But if you hold that you could be Shochin and Zorik for someone who's Tame Sheretz, Karm Pesach could be brought for someone who's Tame Sheretz. Hashu Tume Yadua Hutro Tumas Atom Lo Kolshkein. What's there to talk about with Tumas Atom? Even if you know he's Tame with Tumas Sheretz, you're allowed to bring Karm Pesach for him. So what's this whole case of Tumas Atom? Elulav Bekoin. It must be that we're not talking about the Bailim, that we're talking about the Kohen. A Kohen is Tame Sheretz, is not allowed to do the Avoda, but a Tumas Atom works for him. Ushmamina Hutro Tumas Atom. That if a Kohen was Tame Tumas Sheretz and was doing the Avoda, the Tumas Atom is going to allow for Ritzoy Tzitz. Okay, Bezalel Shem, we'll pick up the conversation with Amar Rav Yosef tomorrow.